Exactly. Southern Nevada residents, that's Las Vegas and Henderson, face different peak hours than Northern Nevada. In the South, winter peak runs from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
Have you ever opened your electricity bill and wondered if there was a better way to pay for power? I'm here with our energy expert to break down NV Energy's time-of-use plans and whether they'll actually save you money or cost you more.
Thanks for having me. This is such a timely topic because NV Energy offers these time-of-use plans alongside their standard flat-rate billing. And honestly, the results vary dramatically depending on your daily routine.
So break this down for us. How exactly does time-of-use billing work compared to what most people have now?
Think of it like airline pricing. And I'm not talking about those mysterious fees for carry-on bags. A Tuesday afternoon flight costs less than Friday evening, right? Electricity works the same way. Under standard rates, you pay around 11 cents per kilowatt hour. Southern Nevada is about 11.02 cents, and Northern Nevada runs about 11 cents flat. But with time of use, rates change by hour and season.
And these peak hours aren't the same everywhere in Nevada, are they?
Its summer peak shifts earlier, hitting 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. Up in Reno, you're looking at 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. daily.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So who actually benefits from these time-of-use plans?
Electric vehicle owners benefit most from TOU rates. Charging at home between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. can create substantial savings compared to peak hour charging. The exact savings depend on your specific TOU plan and charging habits, but it's often significant enough to influence your monthly budget.
That makes sense. But what about families without electric cars?
Families save money when they can shift their routines. Night shift workers, people who stay home during the day, anyone who can run appliances overnight. I actually had a client in Henderson who saved $35 monthly just by running appliances before noon and after 9 p.m. She started doing laundry during her morning coffee instead of after dinner.
On the flip side, who ends up paying more?
Traditional 9-to-5 workers who cook dinner between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. see their bills climb. Families without flexible schedules face higher costs. If you can't change when you use electricity, you're going to pay more, not less.
That point about flexible schedules sets up our next piece, demand charges coming in 2026. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to grow your business online, but not sure where to start? At M&J Trusted Marketing, we help Atlanta area businesses scale their digital presence through social media management, content creation, and targeted ad campaigns. Find customized marketing solutions that deliver real results and strong return on investment. Learn more about our services at www.trustedmarketing.se.
Picking up on flexible schedules, how do you handle these new demand charges that are coming?
Starting April 1st, 2026, Southern Nevada customers will face mandatory daily demand charges. This is completely different from time-of-use billing. Smart meters monitor electricity use in 15-minute chunks throughout the day, and NV Energy will charge customers based on the maximum electricity used during any single 15-minute period.
So even if I spread my usage throughout off-peak hours, I could still get hit with these charges?
Right. Imagine this scenario. Your oven, air conditioner, and dryer all kick on together for 15 minutes. That peak demand gets multiplied by the daily rate. NV Energy estimates the typical home averages 3.5 kilowatts daily demand, which could add about $20 monthly to bills.
That adds up fast. What can homeowners do to prepare?
Three main strategies. First, spread out major appliance use. Don't run the oven, washer, and dryer simultaneously. Second, consider solar panels with battery storage. The batteries smooth out usage spikes by providing power during those 15-minute peaks.
And the third strategy?
Track your usage patterns. Log into your NV Energy account online and review hourly usage data from the past 3 months. Look for patterns. When does usage spike? Some customers may have access to trial periods for certain rate plans, though you'd need to check current availability with NV Energy directly.
I see. What about people who already have solar panels?
Solar panels with battery storage provide insurance against rate changes. You're generating electricity at home and storing power for use during expensive times. The new demand charge system is designed not to be offset by solar net metering credits, which makes battery storage particularly valuable for managing those peak demand periods.
So to everyone listening, what's the bottom line here? Will time-of-use plans increase your bill?
It depends entirely on your energy consumption habits and ability to shift usage to off-peak hours. Some families will save money, others will pay more. But here's what everyone needs to understand. Those demand charges starting in 2026 affect everyone in Southern Nevada, regardless of which rate plan you choose. That's the real shift coming for homeowners.
Right, exactly. Thanks for breaking down these complex billing changes for us. For more insights on understanding energy costs and digital marketing strategies, check out www.trustedmarketing.se.